Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
There are reports that, indeed, Keon Coleman will be a healthy scratch tonight for the Buffalo Bills. We are waiting for confirmation on social media to make sure that that's the case. We'll know about a half an hour from now when the actives and inactives come out for Thursday Night Football. But we are expecting Keon Coleman to be inactive. We will bring you that news once it is official, one way or another. And Femi and I will give you all our best bets for tonight in the world of sports, not just the NFL, but I've got an NBA bet tonight. Look forward to giving that out a little later. Side total and props for Thursday night, 20 minutes from now. But joining us right now on the show, Joey Knish's boss. Knish, I don't even want to he said some really questionable things in his interview today. I don't even want to bring them back up. Our friend Rob Pizzola, pro sports bettor of The Hammer, Forward Progress is the NFL show. You can find it on YouTube or in podcast form. Betstamp is the app, on Twitter at his name, at Rob Pizzola. Rob, welcome back to the show. I kind of want to start by asking you if Italy's going to make the World Cup after the playoff path was released earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, immediately all my friends message, this is like the state of Italian soccer right now. Group chat's going off. It's like, oh no, we're done. I mean, the draw was Northern Ireland, Bosnia, and Wales. I mean, Italy should make the World Cup, but they should have made the World Cup the last couple of times. They drew North Macedonia and Sweden, and they lost both of those. So you don't know. They're better than those teams, but ultimately, I mean, it's single knockout. They're not that much better than these lower tier European teams at this point, unfortunately, sad to say. So I'm rooting for it, Nick. I think they will. I'm trying not to be a homer, but historical precedent of the last few qualifying campaigns, you just never know.
Is Gennaro Gattuso a disgrace to Italians if Italy misses the World Cup?
No, because he came in and he hasn't been able to put his stamp on the team truly yet. He came in midway through the campaign, so he won't be viewed as a disgrace. I mean, I view him as a disgrace for starting Brian Cristante in the midfield for them, who basically might as well be wearing cement boots out on the field the way that he receives passes and stuff. Anyways, I could go on for days about the state of Italian soccer, but there will be no direct finger blaming on this one at the coach because he came in midway through the campaign.
I'll tell you what, take a Cristante, put some marinara sauce on it, like a little melted cheese, and you're cooking with gas. All right, let's talk about the National Football League this week. So Rob sent me, as always, sent me four games. We're going to start with those games. And this week I was able to accurately guess all the sides and totals that Rob wanted to bet, so yay me. Rob, Lions and the Giants in Detroit, with Jackson Dart expected to play. Side and total market, Detroit 10.5. Total of the game is 50. What say you?
So I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion that Dart will play because it's the second day where he's a non-contact participant in practice. And that doesn't mean that he can't play, but there's no progress today, which you usually want to see on the Thursday. So I think it's up in the air. It doesn't really matter to me, though, who plays quarterback in this game. I like the over. And this is very much predicated on the fact that when the Lions can run the ball on offense, they score at will. And when they can't, they have games like last week where they look to struggle. But this is a game against the Giants with a very depleted front seven, hasn't been able to stop the run all year. And these are the types of opponents that the Lions they boat race. Now, the problem is I don't trust the Lions defense just yet. Some might ask, well, why not just lay the number on the Lions? I mean, they still have injuries in the secondary. They're going to get healthier as the year goes on. And in fact, once playoffs come, I mean, maybe this is a dark horse in the NFC because of where they're going to be at a health perspective. But for this game, either Dart or Jameis can move it. I almost prefer Jameis from a totals perspective because he gives you more like wild variance in the form of pick sixes, stretching the field a little bit more. But ultimately, I see this as a game with a lot of points. I played over at 49.5. 50 is fine. I made this north of 51.
Elena Getzenberg, who covers the Bills for ESPN, reported that Keon Coleman is expected to be a healthy scratch for tonight. So we'll find out for sure in a little bit, but for the live audience, Keon Coleman expected to be a healthy scratch for Buffalo. Rob, Pats and the Bengals in Cincinnati. New England, a 6-point road favorite. Total here is 51. So before you give us your, like, how you're betting this game, which I'm guessing will dovetail in with what you expect to happen with Burrow, like, what is your take on the betting market and what it's saying right now about whether or not Burrow will play? Give us your analysis here, please.
Yeah, typically the betting market's going to react to any new piece of information. So yesterday you get a full practice for Burrow. Some people take a stance on the Bengals, be like, there's the probability is not zero that he's going to play anymore. Now you got a second full practice in a row, and that probability is getting higher, like to the point where it's probably greater than 50% now that he actually plays. And you're going to just see more and more money as the week goes on, as we get closer to a confirmation and then a final amount of Bengals money, at which point, like, I want to be the guy on the Patriots at that point, because I look at the Bengals and the defense is terrible. Where are they going to get stops in this game against New England? Like, they struggle to cover in space. They can't tackle well. They are useless in terms of pass rush without Trey Hendrickson on the defensive line. And then do I trust Burrow in his first game back without the number one receiver in Ja'Marr Chase to basically match points with this team? I don't. So to me, this is all about how do I get in on the Patriots at the best price possible in this game? Because I think that there's, even with Burrow plays, there is a extremely stark contrast between these two teams.
Yeah, we are in lockstep with that thought. That is exactly my strategy. Like, let's get Burrow in there. Let's be able to lay a much better number with the New England Patriots. How about our team, Rob? Coming off the Monday night win, giving us some joy on a Monday night in an island spot. Cowboys now hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Not a great week in Philadelphia, which is insane because they're 8-2 and they're the one seed, but there's a lot of noise about Jalen Hurts and his teammates being frustrated with how he's been playing. But on the Dallas side, these new defenders with the trade deadline that they acquired, making the defense look a little bit better. How do you see this game playing out? Eagles, 3-point favorites, total 47.5.
Yeah, I'm buying the Cowboys right now, Femi. I mean, I'm a fan of the team. I like to think that I can think impartially with them. And you don't want to put too much stock into the Monday night game because it's the Raiders. And the Dallas D-line in that game killed the Raiders O-line. That's been an issue for them all year. But logic tells us that when you get five players returning on defense like the Cowboys did last week, or Quinn and Williams, who they traded for, that there's going to be some sort of defensive improvement going forwards. And I think we're seeing that with the Cowboys. And I don't know that it's accurately reflected here in the price of this game necessarily. I love the Eagles in terms of like a defense, the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, you can make a lot of cases that they might be able to shut down the Cowboys offense because this defense is that good. But the offensive side of the ball here has been such a slog for them, right? They can't generate explosive passes anymore. The formula is easy for opposing teams. They're just playing a lot of zone coverage against Jalen Hurts. The Cowboys have played a lot of zone this year, and he will not throw the ball into tight windows. So they're just left with this struggling offense. And I mean, at this price, I had to buy the Cowboys. Obviously, I much prefer 3.5, but even at the current BetMGM price, plus 3 -102, if I hadn't bet anything in that game, I would show an edge on this game at that price. So I think that's playable.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest pro sports bettor, Rob Pizzola, on Twitter at his name, at Rob Pizzola. Colts and the Chiefs became slightly more complicated, I guess, a couple hours ago. Daniel Jones limited in Thursday's practice with the calf injury. NFL media insider Ian Rappaport did say it's just the Colts being cautious, which seems to indicate the market didn't move, that Jones is going to start on Sunday. As it stands right now, Rob, the number at MGM is 3.5 for Kansas City, way juiced towards Indy, so we're close to 3. Total in the game is 50. Feels like a must-win for the Chiefs. How are you betting it?
Yeah, if I had a nickel for every time Ian Rappaport gave a incorrect injury report, I would probably be a billionaire by this point in time right now.
He's taken a lot of shrapnel recently from people, and like probably deservedly so.
It's kind of like a running joke in like the Sharp group now. If like Rappaport reports it, it doesn't mean anything. That's not to say that it can't be correct in this particular instance, but I like the Colts in this game. But I would highly recommend you wait till the Friday practice report and make sure that Daniel Jones is a full participant in practice. I don't like midweek quarterback injuries, but with that said, the Colts have a lot of opportunity to be able to run the ball on the Chiefs in this game. The Chiefs' run defense this year has been a major issue, and the specific types of runs that have given them problems are the schemes that the Colts tend to run the most on offense as well. And I think once Indy gets the running game going, they're kind of humming. On the other side of the ball, teams are challenging KC to beat them deep, and they can't do it. I mean, this is, they're trying to put together these long, methodical drives, but teams are playing against that now, and they're just struggling to do that. You look at the cornerback group for the Colts and what they're going to put on the field this week. I mean, that's three really, really good corners that are going to be out there against these receivers. I want the Colts in this game. I've already bet some Colts in this game, but if you haven't yet, I would just wait. Make sure DJ's a full participant on Friday. Then from there, you can go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs? 10 seconds for that one.
Wow. You gave me 10 seconds. I'm going to use it all to think. I'm going to say yes.
Would you bet it?
I would bet yes at the current market prices. Not that it's more likely that they would miss than not. I would bet yes at the current market prices. I think the Chiefs are very overvalued in market.
I think I hate you. You bet on this Thursday. Let's do a lightning round now that we've got through the four big ones. Packers and the Vikings on Sunday in Lambeau. I think I've talked myself into the Vikings winning the game outright. 6.5, 41.5. What do you got, Vikings and Packers, if anything?
I would have loved to see that conversation happening in your head after watching J.J. McCarthy airmail like 14 passes in a row last week. I like the under in this game. It's got to be over 41. 41.5 is the cutoff. The Packers' offensive numbers are so completely inflated, having played some terrible defensive teams this year. Washington, Dallas, Cincinnati. Like, you remove those games out of the equation and you look at what they've done against functional defenses, it's been really bad. Not having Tucker Kraft there is killing the offense. On the other side, I just don't trust J.J. McCarthy yet, and I don't know that he's going to fix the mechanics in a span of 1 week against a solid defense that plays a lot of coverage. So I think the total's a little bit too high. I like the under.
All right, so Rob with the under and the Packers and the Vikings. What about the Shedeur Sanders Bowl in Las Vegas? Raiders 4 against the Browns, total 36.
Yeah, to say I have any confidence in making a number on this game would be a lie. I don't. It's really, really hard to price this game because of Shedeur Sanders, obviously. 4-for-16 in a pick, but arguably, it might be recency bias, but it looked the worst that I've ever seen a quarterback look the first time that I've seen them in the NFL. It was that bad. Like, I would take Dorian Thompson-Robinson from last year on one leg, maybe over Shedeur Sanders, which I saw last week. The problem is the Raiders' O-line is so bad. Like, and they're going to go up against one of the best D-lines in the league with a quarterback that can't face pressure. And this is the team that has to win by margin. So I don't know what to do here. If I had to pick the game, I would probably lay it with the Raiders, but I have not done anything with this one.
Absolutely. I love it. Bears and the Steelers in Chicago. Maybe Aaron Rodgers plays. Bears at juice 2.5, 45.5 the total.
Yeah, tough one, not knowing what the quarterback situation is going to look like. And we don't have any more clarity on that one today. I kind of don't like either of these teams and kind of just want to fade both of them moving forwards. Bears are nothing for me at the current market price. They've been so lucky, though, defensively with generating turnovers this year, and at some point that luck is going to run out. maybe this is the voodoo game for the Steelers. I think a hidden matchup edge here is actually just the coaching in the game, because Ben Johnson is very modern head football coach, offensive oriented, schemes a lot of stuff open. Tomlin, more of an old school guy. I don't really trust him to make the best decisions in game. Not a ton to do here, though, in my opinion, Nick. I lean Bears, but I likely won't have it this weekend.
Sunday night football. Rams almost a full touchdown favorite against the Bucs, 49.5.
Yeah, I kind of like the Rams. What was really interesting to me yesterday was the fact that Tampa throws out an injury report with like 15 players listed due to illness, and flu is going around, but there's no market reaction to that whatsoever. Like, that has to be worth something. Whether it's like the lack of preparation they're going to get this week because guys are sick throughout the locker room, maybe it rolls into game day, but this is not the team that I would want to have the flu against. Like, the Rams are a very complete football team. Tampa's probably going to miss Jamel Dean in the secondary. You know what Sean McVay does when he sees a pass defense that he can attack? He just passes all over them. And I honestly think the Rams are going to score a lot of points in this game. So to me, it's Rams or nothing. The Bucs just have not been the same for a long time now. Offensively, they're really missing the lack of weapons at wideout, Bucky Irving. So I make this one like 7 flat. You can decide if you want to play -6.5, -115. If I did, it'd be like a smaller bet, I guess.
Let's do 5 seconds per. Seahawks 13 at the Titans, 40.5 the total.
Lay it with the Seahawks.
I agree. Ravens 13.5 against the Jets. Tyrod starting, 44.5 the total.
I really want to bet the Jets, but actually Jets into an account and like typing in a bet amount and clicking submit is way, way harder than you would imagine it could be. Baltimore doesn't have the explosiveness on offense to be laying these prices. Like, they have nothing in the explosive passing game anymore. Lamar's not running the ball. It's too big a price. The Jets stink, but yeah, it's Jets or nothing.
Jags, Cardinals, Falcons, Saints, anything in those games to wrap?
So Jags, Cardinals, nothing. I have not considered that game. I just need to see what Arizona's team is going to actually look like this week through injury report. I bet a lot of Saints. It's probably still a little bit short, in my opinion, but like, I got very different numbers than what's available here, so I don't want to like advocate for Kirk Cousins post-Achilles is brutal. He's a worse quarterback than Tyler Shuck in this game.
Cousins or Shadur?
Oh, Cousins there. I cannot get over that Shadur game last week.
I think it might be Shadur. At Rob Pizzola on Twitter. Check out Forward Progress. Rob comes on the show all the time. Support him and the Hammer. My friend, good luck with the bets this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. You too.
The great Rob Pizzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and I wrap the show with all our bets for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.